So let's review. The Gemara elaborates on that which the Mishnah said. Elohein mamadis. The Gemara explains this to mean, Uma tam tikna mamadis. Why did they institute this system of mamadis? Fishanemar tzavis b'nei Yisrael. As karbon ilachmi. Since the Torah commands Kol Yisrael to bring a communal karbon tama twice daily, this is a karbon tziba purchased from the machzah shekel funds, collected from every person. Chiheich karbon eshaladim karav, v'hoi no'emin al gabav. How can a person's carbon be brought when he's not there? In this case, Kol Yisrael. Therefore, hiskinu nevim harishayim esrim v'abo mishmaris al kol mishma mishma hayimayim mid biyushalayim shalkahanim shalavim shal Yisraelim. The early prophets created 24 mishmaris, 24 groups, and from each mishma there was a maimid in Yerushalayim, consisting of kahanim, levim, and Yisraelim. Higiyaz man ha-mishmer la'alois kahanim levim oilim Yerushalayim. When the time came for each mishma to go up to Yerushalayim, the kahanim levim of that mishma would go up to Yerushalayim. The Gemara cites the following braisa. Tan Rabbanan, esrim ha-bar mishmaris be'eretz Yisrael, shtayim esrim mehen bi'irichay. There were a total of 24 mishmaris in Eretz Yisrael, 12 of which were in Yerichay. The braisa now explains the meaning of shtayim esrim mehen bi'irichay. Each mishmer in its week would split up. Half would go up to Yerushalayim to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and half would go up to Yerichay to supply their brothers in Yerushalayim with food and water. Half of 24 mishmeres is the equivalent of 12 mishmeres. The Gemara next teaches a machlekes in the development of the 24 mishmeres. Rav Chama bar Gurya Marav, supported by a brisa, says, Moshe tikun lam Yisrael, shmein mishmaris, arba me'elazar, v'arba me'isamar. Moshe Rabbeinu first set up 8 mishmaris, 4 from Elazar, and 4 from Isamar, the two sons of Aaron. Bar Shmuel, v'midnal shesh esrei, Shmuel Anavi increased it to 16. Bar David, v'midnal esrim arba. David HaMelech then increased it to 24 mishmaris. Another brisa disagrees and says, Moshe tikun lam Yisrael, shesh esri mishmaris, shmoinim Elazar, or shmoinim Esamar. Moshe Rabbeinu originally set up 60 mishmaris, 8 from Elazar and 8 from Esamar. Ukshirabba b'nei Elazar al b'nei Esamar, chalkan v'midim al esamar arba. When the b'nei Elazar became a lot more than the b'nei Esamar, David HaMelech increased it to a total of 24 mishmaris, 16 from Elazar and 8 from Esamar. The Gemara next talks about Zman Bayesheni, Tarma Banan. Arba mishmaris alu min ha-goyla, ve'elohen. Only 4 mishmaris came up from Babel at the end of the Galus, and they are Yedaya, Charim, Pashcha, ve'emar. Amdu nevim shebineim ve'chalkim, ve'midim al esrim ve'arba. These 4 families were then split up into 24 mishmaris, 6 from each family. The 24 names were put into a girl. Yedaya drew first, because in the Bayis Rishon they served in this order. Alpi Ruach HaKodesh, his name came up first, followed by the other 5 names from his family, and they would serve in that order. This repeated itself with the other 3 families. This way, the order in which they had served in the Bayis Rishon was maintained in the Bayis Sheni. The Gemara adds, "V'chin hisnu nevim shebineim, shafila yahayarav roish mishmaris oila lo yitchi dayabim kaimai." Even if the family of the Hayarav, which was the first of the 24 mishmaris in the Bayis Rishon, were to return later, they would not take away the first position from the Dayah. The Mishnah continues, V'Yisrael Shaba'isa Mishmar, Miskansen La'arein, V'Kerim B'Bais of Arashis. The Yisraelim of that Mishmar would assemble in their hometowns and read Pesukim from Mais of Arashis. The Gemara explains the connection. Amr B'Yakov Bar'acha Mervasi, El Malei Mamadis Lo'Niskai Mishmayim V'Aretz, the Mamadis help maintain the world. We see this at the Bris Bein Amsar, where Hashem promised to give Eretz Yisrael to Avram's descendants. Avram Avinu asked Hashem, "B'ma'ida kirishana, how will I know that I will inherit Eretz Yisrael?" By which he meant, "Am Avram Rebbeinu Shlom, Shem Yisrael Chaitin Lufanecha Ata Oichlam Keder Hamabul Ukeder Haflaga. If they sin, perhaps you will annihilate them. Therefore, Rebbeinu Shlom, Haydiyene b'ma'irishana, how will they inherit and retain the land?" Amalai, Kali Egela Mishuleshes, Beis Mishuleshes. Hashem said the Karbonis will atone for them. Therefore, as Rashi explains, V'hoyel shal iske karbon ha'oilam oimeh, l'kach koirin anshi maimed ba'arein, b'mais of Rashi's. Since the Karbonis maintained the world, the Mamadis read the Pasukim of creation. Avram Avinu continues, Tenach bezmancha besamigdash kayim. Bezmancha in besamigdash kayim. Mate alehem. What about when there is no besamigdash and no karbanas? Amalai kvar tekanti lem sed karbanas. Bezmancha karin ben lefanai. Malane alehem ki ilah hikrivim lefanai. Vane moichlem alkal ben yisem. Hashem said, when they read and learn about the karbanas, I will consider it as if they brought the karbanas, and I'll forgive all their sins. The Gemara continues to discuss the Mamadis. Rashi in the Mishnah explained that the Yisraelim of the Mamadis were separated into two parts. Some of them lived in Yerushalayim, and they would be present at the time of Hakravas Karbanas. They're referred to in the following Brayse as Anshi Mishmer. The others stayed in their hometowns, Davin, and read the Maaseh Bereishis. They are referred to as Anshi Maimit. Tarabanan, Anshi Mishmer are mispalin al Karban Achim Sheiskabal Beratzen. The Anshi Mishmer davened that the Karbanas of their brethren be accepted by Hashem. Anshi Maimid, Miscounsel Beis HaKnesses, V'yayishvin Dal Tainis, B'sheini B'Shabbos, B'Shlishi, B'Revi, B'Chamishi. The Anshi Maimid gathered in the shuls and fasted 4 days in a row, Monday through Thursday. B'sheini Al Yerde Hayah, for the safety of sea travelers. B'Shlishi Al Hochemid Baris, for the safety of people traveling in the desert. B'Revi Al Askra, Shlei Tipal Al Atinaikis, so that children do not become sick with Askra. B'Chamishi Al Ubris Amenikis, so that pregnant women shall not miscarry, and nursing women to be able to nurse their babies. On Friday they didn't fast because of the honor of Shabbos, and certainly on Shabbos itself they do not fast. The Gemara gives three reasons why they did not fast on Sunday. Because of the Nazareans, who Rashi says observe this day as a holiday. Because Sunday is the third day from the creation of man, and Rashi explains that people are particularly weak on the third day after a traumatic experience. Because of the extra soul, a person gets an extra soul on Erev Shabbos, and it is removed at the end of Shabbos, weakening him and making it hard to fast the next day. The Mishnah next details the portions of Maaseh Bereishis the Mamadis would read each day. As Rashi in the Mishnah explains, we all know that Kriyas HaTorah requires three people to each read three psukim, for a total of nine psukim. Since none of the portions of each day of Maaseh Bereishis consist of nine psukim, each day they would read the portion of that day plus that of the next day. The Mishnah proceeds to list them as follows. Vayem harishin bereishis vayhi rakia, b'sheni hi rakia vaykav hamayim, b'shlishi kav hamayim vayhima ayres, b'revi yihima ayres vayishutsu hamayim, b'chamishi yishutsu hamayim vatoitse aretz, b'shishi vatoitse aretz vayichula hashamayim. The Mishnah continues, parasha gedoy lekarinayse b'shnayim, v'akatana b'yachad, b'shachers b'musaf. The longer portion was read by two people, and the shorter one by one person. This reading took place at Shachris and Musaf. But in Mincha they would recite the Psukim from memory as in Kriyishma. On Friday at Mincha they would not gather in Shul because of the honor of Shabbos. The Gemara asks, since some of the longer portions consist of only five Psukim, how can we split them into two readings? After all, the Braisa teaches, Hakar Betar al Yefchis Megillah Psukim. Each person must read no less than three psukim. The Gemara has two answers. Rav Amar Delik, V'Shmuel Amar Paisik. Rav says the second reader starts from and repeats the third pasuk. Shmuel says we split the middle pasuk into two, and each person reads two and a half psukim. Rav disagrees with Shmuel because Kol Psuk Adlei Paske Moshe Anan LePaskin Alei. We cannot split a pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu did not split. Shmuel generally agrees with that. However, Lo Yafshir, where we have no better choice, we may split the pasuk. Shmuel disagrees with Rav and will not repeat the pasuk because of Gzer Mishma Nechnasin and Gzer Mishma Hayetzin, those coming in late when the second person begins to read, or those leaving early right after the first person finished reading will erroneously think that the other person reads only two pasukim.